In this week's episode,
Amanda Holden, Sprite Challenge.
Ding dong, ding dong.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm not proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Are you all right?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I want to talk to you.
Okay, talk to me.
Did you enjoy the meal?
Oh, I always enjoy a Chinese, mate. I do. Yeah.
What was your go-to order?
Well, you know, you were there.
Yeah, I know.
You saw me munching it.
But I'm asking you for the benefit of the listeners, because they don't know.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. So I went for some salt and pepper shredded chicken.
Right.
Some egg fried rice, some prawn crackers, and some okay sauce with, might I add, some salt and pepper chips, yes.
And was that okay?
Oh, it was more than okay. I feel like I'm still full from it last week, to be honest. Yeah. A very good and enjoyable time was had, sir, so thank you very much for the company.
You're very welcome.
You're a good man. So what else have you been up to this week? Talk to me, tell me.
Well, I've spent a bit of time with my mum and Sophie, which I don't normally get to do, because Sophie's normally at work.
Yeah.
And I'm normally out, but Vicky's been off this week, so I used it as a bit of downtime.
And of course, Soph's off for 6 weeks holidays, isn't she?
Yeah. And Archie's been in. Oh, Archie started nursery.
What?
Yeah, he started nursery.
God, he's growing up fast, isn't he?
Yeah, he's growing.
He is. Yeah, well, didn't you say, like, he's just, like, running about now?
Yeah.
Like little Sonic the Hedgehog, just getting about the house.
Yeah. Shall I tell you where he always loves to go?
Go on.
Into my mum's bedroom, and she has this, like, you know, one of those fans, what goes, like, you can get different types of fans, and this one just, like, glides around the room. Because you can get the ones that are on the ceiling, but it's not one of them.
Right. I think we may need a little bit more clarification. What do you mean glides around the room? What's
like it's just on the stand, but it just glides.
No, I still don't know what you mean. Can we?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Just like
what do you mean?
Just like a normal standing fan.
Right. Okay. So like it stands in the corner and it just moves from side to side.
Yeah.
Right, I understand now.
Yeah, that.
So it didn't glide around the room then, does it? I'm just picturing, like, a bird in flight just going round and round and round.
And he likes to I don't know why, he's got a fascination with it. He likes to just stare at it.
He's probably trying to figure out what it is.
That's his poor favourite bloke. Thing.
Bless him. To be fair, it has been needed. It's been a little bit muggy recently, hasn't it? Very, very, very stuffy.
When he's been in my mum's room to see the fan,
yeah,
he thinks he can like dive bomb down the stairs.
Brilliant.
So Sophie has to grab him before he dive bombs himself down the stairs.
Well, I've got a bit of news.
Go on.
So I've entered this fantasy football league at work.
Yeah.
And I'm doing rather well, mate.
Is that where you pick a few teams and then if they score goals, you get like
points? Yeah, so like you get like a budget of like 100 million.
Okay.
Like it's not real money. I wish it were real money, because I wouldn't be spending it on Premier League players, I tell you that much. And yeah, you get like a set budget, and you buy players from like all different teams to build your squad, right? Yeah. And then based on like each individual player's performance, they will get points. Now, I've entered a league at work, paid £20, and the top four places at the end of the season, they get some money, right?
Yeah.
And I'm currently 4 points off the top of the table, and there's like 30 of us in this league at the moment, so doing dead well, mate, doing dead well.
Should we move on to the Amanda Holden update.
Yeah, go for it.
Follow the dream. Right. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God! Oh, I forgot about that.
What?
I nearly gave you the update during the jingle.
Don't do that, mate. It's a jingle there first.
I know. Sorry, Amanda.
So what's the update?
Well, I've recently seen her advertising like a mobile phone game.
Oh, is it that whatever it's called.
Royal something, right?
Yeah.
But I'm glad you remembered the name. Well, partly of the name, because I could just remember this description of it. It involved pirates.
Looks like the worst mobile game I've ever seen in my life.
And what they've actually done, the amount of celebrities they've got to endorse it is ridiculous.
It's mad. Like I've seen Amanda Holden, Simon Cowell,
yeah,
Ollie Murs.
Oh yeah.
Kevin Bacon, I think.
I've not seen Kevin Bacon, but I've seen the first three.
Yeah, they've got loads of people doing it. Loads of people.
Are you going to be playing it?
No.
I don't think I will either.
Absolutely not. No, to be fair, it doesn't, you know what I mean? That's obviously some people's bags, but no. I'm not a big, like, mobile gamer anyway. Like, I prefer, as you know, I'm heavily into my virtual reality.
Yeah.
And I like console gaming as well. It's just better.
And your virtual reality, you're doing quite well with that, aren't you?
Doing quite well, mate. Yeah. I've broken quite a few world records on this one game that I'm playing at the moment. So it's doing pretty well, and I've got my first ever invite to an event as a content creator. It's an event in Manchester called Format, and it's essentially you know, like a night for gamers to get together and network. Yeah. And yeah, they reached out to me on Twitter and invited me along to go and sit in their creators lounge, go play some games, and go meet some like-minded people. So that's in end of October, I think, 26th, I think. It's on a Thursday, so I'm having to book the Friday off work. But yeah, I was pretty chuffed for that. That was well good.
Well, be sure to let us know how it goes on the future podcast.
Oh, definitely, mate. Yeah. When it happens, I'll be sure to keep you informed.
Thank you. Should we move on to the Amanda Holden fact file?
Yes. There you go. There's the jingle.
Ding dong, ding dong. Right. I know you're not a big fan of this application, but I was on it the other day just scrolling through it.
Right.
TikTok, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I saw Amanda Holden doing one of the viral challenges, which is the Sprite Challenge.
What's the Sprite Challenge?
Right. You have to, you know, you got a bottle of Sprite, obviously.
Yeah.
And you have to drink it without. This is phenomenal, this. And I've even got a clip somewhere of her doing it. This is phenomenal. You have to drink a full bottle of Sprite without belching.
What, like a 2-litre bottle?
No, just like the little small ones.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. I was going to say then, like, 2-litre bottle, that's got to be dangerous. Without burping?
Yeah, that's it.
So how did she do?
And her being the lady that she is, she smashed it.
Amanda Holden, Sprite Challenge.
It's going well.
Help support the podcast by buying a Follow the Dream mug. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.
Shall we move on to your favourite feature?
Come on.
And mine. The joke of the week.
Let's do it.
I've got a friend, right? Mm. And he suffers with dyslexia, right?
Mm.
But everything's turned out fine. He's KO now.
He's what?
KO.
It took a second. I'm not going to lie. It did. And that applause is very, very generous, but we'll take it.
Yep.
Yep. And on that bombshell,
should we leave?
Yeah,
come on.
See a bit.
A positive media company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.